This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode here on the Mindful Experiment. I am back. I said I'd be doing my episodes back in September solo, and we are. And I'm looking at doing this in a way to where we'll talk about today's topic here in just a second, but I think I want to do a sequence of things. I want to just share with you guys things that I've gone through. I was on an interview on a podcast, and I was sharing stuff about hermetic principles and things like that, and how that started my journey in universal laws. And as I was sharing through that journey, I was like, man, I would love to bring this to the Mindful Experiment and really take you guys on a journey. So for the next, well, it's every other week, but for the next 3 months, I'm basically going to take you on a journey through hermetic principles with me and to really share the story of each one of them. What does it mean? And how can we implement that in business and in life? The one thing that I was very fascinated by with universal laws is that they work on all things. And why not work smarter, not harder, right? In business, you get business advice and it only works for business. Yeah, you might be able to cross over a little here and there, but it's not much. Universal principles, they cross all over, right? You can focus on health, health principle. Here's what you got to do for health. Health usually crosses over if it's true healthcare, because it follows the laws of nature. And it's something that I'm excited to share with you guys and dive deep. And before we do, make sure if you haven't already, check out in the show notes, we do have a free Facebook group. I know there's gazillions of people that have Facebook groups. This is our tribe for the Mindful Experiment. We brought it back, Empowered Living with Dr. Vic. Check it out. It's absolutely free. I share a ton of reels in there, different types of concepts when it comes to the mind, how to elevate subconscious mind, limiting beliefs. There's a lot more content that we share in there. And then also, we're going to be eventually branching off in the next month or so. The goal is in October to when we do interviews, we will record them live and stream into our Facebook group. It'll be a full live stream. You get access to these interviews before they get released. We don't know if we're going to charge for that yet or not. Because there is some back stuff that behind the scenes thing we want to do. We want to take it a little further, but I recommend just to get part of the group now so that we don't miss. And if this is your first time listening, or if you haven't done so, subscribe. And if you really, really like the podcast, do us a huge favor, share a review. I can't tell you how reviews, the way they do the algorithm now is the more reviews, it helps up there. And be honest, we used to have over 500-600 reviews. I don't know what happened to a lot of them. We used to have up to 200 reviews on Apple. Now we're down to 140, 139, I think. And so it helps us get out there. I don't know why we're losing reviews, but it helps us to get this message out for the podcast. So everything is in the show notes to check that out. So let's talk about today's episode. The topic I want to get into is the first hermetic principle. And it is called the law of mentalism. Now, we've talked about this law before. I broke it down in different ways here and there. But when we think of the law of mentalism, it is the law of the mind, right? And research has shown. So let's get into the science a little bit before I come back and talk about what it is and how it works. Because if I share it, you're going to be like, oh yeah, I've heard that before. Okay. But let me get into the science side first. That way we can really support some of those things. So quantum physics, which you guys, if you've been listening to me for a little bit, know I'm very big into this. I'm reading a book deeply into the process of how quantum physics evolved. So I'm learning about Bell's theorem and Einstein, who was repelled against in the Copenhagen Institute for Quantum Mechanics and the quantum theory statement, and how Einstein didn't agree with it and he went against it. But the whole Copenhagen and Bohr and all these individuals felt that this is what it was. And they took Bohr's theory of what light quantum theory, quantum mechanic principles, and looking at it from there. And Einstein just felt that it was him and two other people, I forget their names, came out with an article saying that quantum mechanics would have it wrong the way they were doing things. And that was really a huge, that was one of his last things he pushed into that before he went off into other things. And it took, I think, almost 40, 50 years to actually find out what Einstein said, and the group of people with the research study they did actually had, were actually right in some ways, but they couldn't prove it yet. So we didn't have proof yet. And I'm only that far into the book, but it's kind of fascinating because I always wanted to revisit back to quantum physics, understanding the journey of how it got to where it is. And so when we look at quantum physics, very simple study, it was done in the 20s, came back and more specific into the 70s. And it's called the observer effect, the double slit study. You've heard me talk about this, but what quantum physics is doing, and I'll get to that study in a second, but what quantum physics is doing is supporting what spirituality was stating, ancient wisdom, ancient knowledge. It's supporting all those things. When I talk about Hermetic principles, I think it was like 5,000-7,000 years ago. I think it was 5,000 BC, roughly. 5,000 BC, these laws were stated, and they're still true to this day, and quantum physics has come around to support that. Think about that for a second. Isn't that just crazy when you think about looking at something so far back being the truth, and yet it is showing up, and science has finally caught up to it? We're talking, if it's 5,000 BC, that's 7,000 years ago. To me, that just fascinates my mind, because I truly believe, and I've seen this so many times, that truth, absolute truth. Now, there's nothing that's absolute truth in the human realm, but something that is a deep-rooted truth never changes. It stays the same. And so quantum physics, you know, has come around to prove the law of mentalism to be true. And that is this, that how we see something is what it becomes. But how we see, right? So what do? Are we actually seeing with eyes? No, not at all. We don't see with our eyes. It's the thoughts in our mind. That's why it's mentalism. It's the thoughts that we put energy to. Now, there's two roads to this. There's two avenues to this. There's two paths to how to explain this. For those listening, you're like, I've heard this before, the law of attraction stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, we're not getting the law of attraction yet. But it's your thoughts, right? Your thoughts create your reality. But there's another part to that a lot of people don't really talk about. And that's the subconscious thoughts. It's the tape player that we play over and over and over again. It's the conditioning where the seeds were planted in the birth process, which I'll have an episode later on talking about what that means. And then around 3, 5, 4, 5, 6 years old, the seed has been nurtured. The event has happened, and it allows the seed to grow. And it's an event in our life that actually takes a big hold of our life and dictates a lot of our life. And a lot of psychologists and people in this kind of realm, subconscious mind programs and all that, they all talk about some form at 3, 4, and 5. I do too. You guys go back and listen to my episodes. I have over 480 now almost. You can go back. I've talked about this a couple multiple times. But it's one of those things where when I think about this, and I was told this in my training as a certified pediatric chiropractor, in the studies that I was looking at, there was a class that we got into something called imprints. And what imprints was doing, it kind of helps sum up a lot of what I saw as a chiropractor working with children. I can see where their levels of their energy, their nervous system is dominant at. So is it more sympathetic, which is revving things up, which causes a whole cascade of things? And it's not just for kids, it's for adults too and everybody else. Or was it more parasympathetic, which I never saw, not even adults? Or that they have a balance. That's what I was trying to look for. And it was fascinating. It blew my mind because there was moms that I worked with before baby was a thought. They got pregnant. I adjusted them all through pregnancy. Then all of a sudden they had the baby come out, had the labor. Baby comes out. We test them. We adjust them. And they're stuck in a sympathetic state, very driven sympathetic state, which means they're stressed out. Their nervous system's always revving. They're not healing well. They're not sleeping well. They're not digesting well. These are the causes of a lot of those things. And if we don't take care of it then it just turns into other things and it becomes an epithelial soup and yada, yada, yada. And when I started to understand imprints, it was one of those things where I started to really look at things and go, oh my goodness, this is something of explaining why. But I kind of just was cool. I was excited about that. And I understood why I could help people and change that and so much more. But when I got more into my coaching career, I started to say, how do imprints play a role on my clients and how can I help them? And this is where I started to, and it took a couple books to get me to see the full picture, to go, holy cow, the seed is planted during the labor process or prior to while they're in the womb or in the transition to birth coming into this world. That's the seed. And then the event takes place of a reminder of what happened back then that connects the dots to get programmed in the subconscious mind. Now, I know maybe going a little far for some people. Don't worry. I will have an episode to break that down in the near future. But the point I'm trying to bring up out of all this is that we don't really grasp and understand that the subconscious mind is also the pressing thoughts we have continually. So if I'm not good enough, then you can say, oh, look at this imposter syndrome, right? It's that fancy term that everyone loves to talk about. It just means low self-worth. And where did that come from? Because you can force the change, but it's going to take other things you're going to lose out because of it. Or go to the root, go through the pain, go through the changes, and then come out of that side, resonating at that energy level, being true to that energy level. And that's a different way of doing things. And so the law of mentalism states what we think and what our most pressing thoughts is what becomes our reality. It's what we experience in our life. And so what are the thoughts you are consciously aware of? One way, a tip on this is, where do you focus a lot of times? When you react, where's your focus going? If you're in business and you have a short month, what happens, right? They're talking about shutdowns again. Well, what happens if, are you going back, or you've been PTSD from this, where you're like, oh my God, they shut down again. This is going to happen. Holy cow, what are we going to do here? Or do you look at that as an empowering situation? Or do you look at that and say, it's not here yet. I'm not going to deal with it until it shows up. And when it does, I'll be ready for it. I'll figure something out when it comes. Right now, my energy needs to be on what I want to grow. Like, how are you reacting to things? What are your triggers? Because those are going to be clues, not only just to where you focus, where your thoughts go, but also subconsciously and limiting beliefs. That's a whole other, it opens the door to those kind of things. So what are you putting in here? As Wayne Dyer once said, there's things called mind viruses. You got to watch out for them. They spread like crazy. And this is the world we live in today, where a way of doing things. There's so many mind viruses out there. Hence why I wrote my third book, Decoding the Matrix, to try to help people understand what those are, to how it gets influenced, how we get conditioned, and we're stuck in a certain way. I think one book I've read, I think it was 95 or 98%. Don't quote me on this, but it's an extremely high number. It's from Power Versus Force, Dr. David Hawkins. And what he talked about in that book is he said that majority of the time, 98%, 5%, I'm going to go 95%. 95% of the time, people will never elevate more than 5 to 10 points outside their consciousness level of where they are. Now, if you're maybe saying, what are you talking about consciousness level? He's done over almost 30 years of studies on evaluating different levels of consciousness, emotions, music, religions, countries, individuals, and so much more to see where are they vibrating at. And what he found in his studies, that majority of people stay in a certain small range, which means they never really break out of the pattern. You can call it ancestral curses. You can call it whatever you like. The key is the person doesn't break out of that range. And for me, when I first read this book over almost 15 years ago now, it was one of those things I looked and I was like, but why? And that's what took me on a journey to the subconscious mind. That's what took me on a journey to understand, why don't people change? And so I had to really start to look at and understand this whole thing called subconscious mind. And since I understood the law of mentalism, it started to make sense. If you really want to create massive change in your life, the fulfillment level to be beyond what you could ever be, having a state of ecstasy in some way, I'm not going to say you're going to live like that always. We're in a physical realm, ebbs and flow. This is the work that we have to do, this inner depth work to get to this point. I was having a conversation with a friend and they were talking about vibe may be off, their mind may be here. You know, may not be in the line to where I need to be, saying all the things that people say when it comes to law of attraction stuff. And I said, BS. And I said, here's why. Look at your results in your business and look what's happening. Things were changing. So I said, if you were not truly changing, that wouldn't change. I do this with clients. I had a client going through this. They were struggling. And I said, you have to really address and face these things that you have, these limiting beliefs. If we don't correct that, you're not going to get to that level. You're not surrendering. You're not trusting. And so I'm not telling you, and please don't take it this way, that law of mentalism says that whatever thoughts you have here is what you create in your reality. And it's just going to be that way. So think positive thoughts, you have a positive reality. That doesn't work. What the law of mentalism is stating is the most pressing thought that you have consistently, whether it is conscious or subconscious, will eventually attract the world of what it is you're experiencing in your physical realm. Now, that being said, when you finally become aware of this, I want to share the other side that no one tells you. I have not yet read a book that says this. I've had conversations with people, even on this podcast about it, interviewed people with this, but I've never heard people say this part. And that is this. When you make a shift in your life, you open a door. When you truly make a choice and you shift, you're tired of the experience, let's say, not having enough money, not having a great relationship, not having XYZ. And then all of a sudden you shift your life to that realm. Okay. We look at it to that perspective. And once you do that and you truly decide and you choose that side, you open yourself up the whole new realm of things. And when that happens, it doesn't mean you're just going to get that experience. Let's say you want to be a millionaire and you really finally decide this is what I'm going to become to be a billionaire. I understand this and I'm going that route. The $1 million isn't going to come instantaneously. Just being real. Here's why. Because the universe is going to provide to you what you need to work on to let go of the old stuff that's holding you down from not allowing to become that. And once you go through that, then and only then your vibration and consciousness level rises. And when that happens, now you start to attract, right? So it comes back again, law of mentalism. What you see is what it's going to become. The thoughts you have is what it's going to create. It's the most pressing thoughts that you have in your life that you are choosing. What are the thoughts that you have subconsciously, right? We already shared that. You look back and what you get triggered on. How do you react to things? Are you reacting or responding? Those are questions you want to ask yourself. If you get worked up and you get real emotional about something, ask, take a breather, slow down, and then ask yourself the question, am I reacting or am I responding? That is going to be the determining factor. Response means you are making a choice that's empowering. You're not coming from fear. You're coming from a centered, balanced place. Responding, you're just going by whatever shows up, right? Someone says something to you. Someone cuts you off. You mother! You get what I'm saying? That's a reaction. Or you see a bill come in the mail unexpected, you go down a negative loop cycle of thinking of what's going to happen. You know, now the money's not there. I had this, needed this money for this. This is going to happen. Oh my goodness, what's going to happen next? Or you're worried about COVID shutdowns potentially happen or whatever that is that may potentially happen. Or you're worried about market crashes or dollar collapse. Well, all the fears, right? And you get caught up in these things. I mean, there's so many people pushing these things. And the thing, and some of these people, they don't realize that the more they talk about it, the more you're creating that to happen. That's a whole other story, right? But that follows against the law of mentalism, which you think is what becomes. And so you're thinking about this, you're focusing on this, and that's going to expand that reality. That's why news and social media, these are all implants of seeds coming out or mind viruses. And once you accept it, now you're going to spread that. Because once you believe something to be true, whatever you hear, see, or whatever someone you follow, right? A lot of people follow someone, and when they say it, they just take it as gold. And what happens is you're spreading that now. And this is what I talk about in my book, in the Decoding the Matrix. And so I want you to come back to your power and your choice to respond rather than react. Your thoughts, your most pressing thoughts, create your reality. If you don't have the reality you want, we must look at the subconscious. And how do we do that? We're going to look at how we react and what triggers us and understand that these are programs that really blossomed or germinated in around 3 to 5, usually is the average range. But understand the seed was planted during the birth process. That's a whole podcast, possibly a couple episodes I'm going to break down, probably be 3 or 4. I'm going to do that after this series. But I wanted to share this with you guys because I really believe this is we're at a time and some people are going to continue going down the normal rhythms and patterns of life that's been going on for eons for humanity. And there's a shift in people going a different realm and seeing it in a different way. We are moving away from Newtonian physics and moving more into the quantum realm. The quantum is more based on choice and power and allowing us, our power and individualism, to create the world of what it is we want and how we play a role in this collection of consciousness, or I call the matrix, and how we can shift things. And this is why I became a business coach. I was tired of the grind and hustle. I was tired of the the bad advice of looking outside yourself all the time and so forth. And some people could look and say, well, you're not a billionaire, so your stuff doesn't work. First of all, I don't know if I want to even become a billionaire. Oh yeah, you do. With all that money you would have. Oh my God. No, the thing is, that's just excess. Unless I know I needed to be a billionaire to solve a lot of the world's problems, then yeah, I would. But I know I don't need that to do that. Because once I understood the power of me and how I play an influence and the whole thing of my vibration and who I'm becoming, the people I'm around, I start to affect them. And whatever I'm learning, or whatever I'm breaking through, it gives them the opportunity to do the same thing. And that's where true radical change comes from. It doesn't come from outside exercising, looking outside, Newtonian physics, force. It comes from within. And we are in a splitting time where we're looking to do that. And so look at your life and really understand. You know, everybody says you take full responsibility of your life. This is the way to do it. Law of mentalism is taking the ropes to your life and riding it where you want it to go. Knowing to trust, that's knowing faith, to have trust, to know that life is going to lead in the path you want it to. If you have any questions whatsoever, let me know. Join our Facebook group. Reach out to me if you have any questions at drvic@empoweryourreality.com. I'm here to support along this journey. I'm very excited about this stuff. Like I said, I've been studying it for quite some time. And it's something I felt that would be very, I want to know and feel, what do you guys think of this? Do you like this? I'm going to continue on with this, but I want to hear from you guys. And so if you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast. If you've been listening for a while, please share a review. It helps us really, really get out there. And I want to thank you for tuning in. But until next week, I hope you have an amazing week. Hope you had an amazing Labor Day. Many blessings, and I'll talk to you then. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us, so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.